California labor unions helped push successful state efforts to increase the minimum wage, institute mandatory paid sick leave, and expand overtime rules for farm workers in the state. But the new Trump administration has unions playing defense, even in labor-friendly California. KQED's politics and government desk reporter Katie Orr explains why.
The recent women's march in Sacramento drew some 20,000 people to the state capitol. Labor groups joined the march to express their concerns about President Donald Trump. Among the crowd was Belinda Beeks Malone, a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. She was grabbing lunch after participating in the march, and I asked her what she's concerned will happen to unions under the Trump administration.
Where do I start is actually the question.
Beeks Malone says her biggest concern is actually very basic.
One is if we're going to even have a union, is it going to be a right-to-work state here in California? So that's one of the things that I'm concerned about is our collective bargaining rights.
In California, union representation continues to grow. But nationally, it's on the decline. Over half the states in the country are right-to-work states. That means employees cannot be compelled to join unions. Sylvia Allegretto is a labor economist with the Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics at UC Berkeley. She says it will be telling to see how the Federal Department of Labor will act on workplace policies under Trump.
Do they believe in expanding paid leave, instituting better scheduling practice, especially for part-time workers? What will they do with the overtime that the Obama administration wanted to expand and pass?
Allegretto says early signs indicate the administration won't be very helpful to union workers. She points to Trump's pick of Andy Pudster to be labor secretary. Pudster is chief executive of a company that franchises fast food restaurants. He's criticized minimum wage increases and paid sick leave. And Allegretto says the U.S. Supreme Court will likely revisit a case that could expand those right-to-work laws, which many regard as anti-union. Still, California labor groups are trying to stay positive. LaFonza Butler is president of California's Service Employees International Union State Council. She says many of Trump's campaign promises actually align with union goals.
Trump has said to the American people that he was going to be a jobs creator and he was going to bring manufacturing back and he was going to keep auto plants thriving in our nation. And those are union jobs.
Butler says SEIU wants to focus on protecting the Affordable Care Act and protecting immigrants. But she doesn't believe California's strong labor laws can shield unions from changing federal policies. Steve Smith is with the California Labor Federation. He acknowledges unions are under siege.
But we also look at this as an unprecedented opportunity to organize, to talk to workers about the value of having a union, to talk to workers about being able to stand together to demand fair treatment from their employers. We don't want to just play defense for 4 years. We want to go on offense.
In other words, make lemonade out of lemons. To that end, Smith says there's a large focus on mobilizing members.
We're going to have people out in the streets for the foreseeable future because that's how we believe we win over the long term.
Whether Congress or the White House will be listening remains to be seen. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.